The Valley's housing market was in pretty good shape earlier this year, and then the coronavirus pandemic hit, and housing, along with most other sectors of the economy, began to change. To get a sense of where the industry stands now, I'm joined by Jim Belfiore. He's president of the housing research firm Belfiore Real Estate Consulting. And Jim, what impacts of the pandemic have you seen so far on the Valley's housing market?
Well, demand has certainly fallen. Most home builders have done some sort of shuttering of their sales offices, or either doing by appointment only, or if you show up, they allow you to visit their model homes, you know, without others in the model home, so that, you know, social distancing is practiced. Demand has fallen. We estimate we're down around 45% year over year. That started in the third week of March and has continued on. But most recently, we've seen things pick up a little bit.
It's interesting because it seems like there would be both a kind of a smaller picture and a larger picture problem here. You have sort of the logistical issues of, like, how do you do an open house, or how do you show somebody a house if you're trying to avoid being too close to other people? But then sort of the macro picture of how is the economy, how are individual buyers' economies doing? It sounds like what you're saying is that both are at play here.
Oh, absolutely. I think those two things specifically, the way they're being handled, I think for folks that have concerns with visiting sales offices outside of the measures builders have taken, you know, hand sanitizers, no touch visits to the offices, and them being the sole folks in the sales office, they've certainly, most builders have increased their virtual tour capabilities. In fact, I heard one publicly traded builder suggest that 20% of their homes were sold entirely from start to finish in the month of April. This is a large national builder, entirely via, you know, virtual tour, and the transaction was conducted via email and internet. So that's pretty interesting. But certainly there are folks that are affected as far as their jobs and things like that. We're hearing about unemployment claims skyrocketing. And in those cases, you know, builders are trying to work with buyers. If they've contracted for a home already, they're delaying their purchases. They're giving their deposits back, you know, if they've been affected by COVID-19.
Are you seeing the same kinds of things with sales of existing homes?
You know, the measure for sales of existing homes is closings. And so the data that we're able to capture, there's a delay in the reaction in closing data, because folks commonly contract a purchase for a resale home 30 to 60 days. But we're starting to see the dramatic declines in demand in pending listings as well. I will say that going into this, as I mentioned, demand was healthy, but also supply was ultra low, the lowest since really that we've seen since October of 2005. And the result of that is that the market still has kind of a shortage of purchasing opportunities, both through the MLS, resales commonly, and home builder supply is extremely low. So the market still seems fairly healthy.
Are you surprised by the number of people who are essentially buying homes sight unseen? Like, is that unusual for the Phoenix area, for any place?
Extremely unusual. I am extremely surprised. But I think it's also really signals two things. One, the technology has moved us far further along than I ever expected, that we can show a home in that great a detail to make somebody comfortable, help them feel comfortable enough to purchase a $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 home sight on scene. And secondly, it speaks to the disease.
Let me ask you about some numbers that came out from the National Association of Realtors that found that in the first quarter of 2020, the Phoenix metro area had an almost 12% increase in median sales price over the first quarter of 2019. Is it safe to assume, do you think, that that is mainly January, February, and maybe the beginning of March, that that does not really reflect what we're seeing now?
We're still seeing prices increase. The increases are at a slower pace, but something you have to keep in mind, Mark, is that data is often delayed. What we're seeing on the latest new home sales visits, and I think that there's something similar to be said about the resale business as well. Prices are still increasing on resales, but in the new home market, what's happened is sales prices haven't kept pace with costs. In other words, costs have risen far faster than builders have been able to raise prices. And so they're still raising prices, and I expect to continue to see that here for the next month to 2 months.
That's really interesting that prices would continue to go up given all the economic news that we're seeing every day.
It is, isn't it? You know, what that has to do with, though, is supply. So on the resale market, you have a 2.2-month supply here in the metropolitan Phoenix area. A typical supply would be 3 to 4 months. So even with the slowdown in demand, because supply is low, supply is lower than it was last year at this time. So supply is extremely low on the resale market. In the new home market, builders have just about 1.3 months worth of supply on hand. That also is extremely low. So with low supply, even having demand fall is not going to negatively affect home builder prices. I would expect prices to soften up a little bit as we get into the fall. It really comes down to how long we're dealing with COVID-19, how long the fear exists, how long people are out of work, and how long demand stays down, though. We'll have to continue to monitor that on a go-forward basis.
All right. That is Jim Belfiore. He's president of Belfiore Real Estate Consulting. Jim, as always, it's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.